You're listening to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, your escape to reality.
Hello and welcome to The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Today is Wednesday, October 9th, 2019, and this is your host, Stephen Novella. Joining me this week are Bob Novella.
Hey, everybody.
Kara Santa Maria.
Howdy.
Jay Novella.
Hey, guys.
And Evan Bernstein.
Hey, folks. Good to be back.
Kara, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What planet in the solar system has the most moons?
Ooh, I know this now.
Our solar system, you mean.
It's now Saturn when it was Jupiter.
That's right.
Yay!
Saturn has overtaken Jupiter because astronomers discovered 20 new moons of Saturn in one fell swoop.
Oh, that's getting silly now.
Now, Steve, it's what silly. Are all of their names?
They haven't been named yet.
Let's name them.
There's like a contest going on to name them if you want to get involved with that. But
yes, Mooney McMoonface and among others.
Yeah. 17 of the 20 moons are retrograde.
Cool. So opposite direction.
They're probably all captured asteroids. Yep. Asteroids. Yeah.
That's cool, though.
That's all right. Yeah.
But what's the best moon?
Our moon? 20?
Around Saturn.
Titan? Yeah.
Titan.
Enceladus, I'd say.
Enceladus.
There's life. There's life on that damn moon. They're finding organic molecules.
Yeah, like precursors
out.
To amino acids and things
right.
are spewing out of its geysers.
We've got to get to that moon. Screw everything else. Get to that moon. Come on.
Bob.
I don't understand this.
Bob, aren't you scared about what they'll find?
I think it's, in my opinion, the best candidate for life outside of Earth.
But it looks like Europa, right? It's like frozen and has the geysers where the water spews out.
Yeah, it's not frozen on the inside.
Yeah, exactly. It's got an ocean.
Bob, you're not afraid that they're going to find, like, you know, tentacled monsters on that planet?
Oh, how awesome
Ooh,
would that
be? Cool.
Well, come on. Or something I can't even imagine. Even better.
Like two tentacled monsters.
Nice pair of tentacles you got there.
We'll name him Tentacles. After the Greek god, right? So we have a lot of shows coming up. I know we mentioned this, but we got to keep mentioning it. We have updated our events page. So if you just go to theskepticsguide.org and click on the events button, you'll see all of our upcoming events. There are tickets available for 4 extravaganza shows. There's a separate page for the extravaganza, but they're also listed on the events page. So get your ticket now before they sell out. They're going fast.
Yeah, real quick. So we're going to be in Los Angeles on November 23rd. On January 31st, we're going to be in Pittsburgh, PA. On February 1st, we're going to be in Philadelphia, PA. And on February 2nd, we're going to be in Brooklyn, New York. Those are all the extravaganza shows. If you haven't been to one, they are a ton of fun, and they are science-infused.
Mm-hmm. And interactive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you will be part of the show as well.
They are an exercise in humiliation. But, but mainly on our part.
Yeah,
mainly
exactly.
on our part.
Yeah. Oh my God. We take most of the slings and arrows, so don't worry.
Nobel Prize time has come around again. It always seems to come around so fast.
We had Nobel Prizes last year. What's going on?
I know. It just seemed like a year ago that we had the other Nobel Prizes. So we're going to get to those in a moment. But Evan, you're going to start us off with a 5 to 10 year update.
5 to 10 year update. This one takes us back to the year 2012. I recall 2012. Well, and you might recall that back in July of 2012, at the amazing meeting, I brought up a news item about fairy circles in the country of Namibia.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have anyone on the show who knows anything about Namibia, maybe?
Nothing.
Anyone? Oh, I love Namibia.
Namibia. Kara, did you go see the fairy circle?
Namibia, man.
But I didn't even... I don't even know what a fairy circle is.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about
them.
They are mysterious. You got to get the word mysterious in there. But they really are. It's a scientific mystery in a sense. They are mysterious, reddish-hued